A bill to create a state clean energy authority is now before a state Senate committee. House Bill 1452 would appropriate $40 million from the state's general fund. A companion proposal is in House Bill 1431, the bonding bill, which would add another $250 million. The measure is designed to fund projects to reduce emissions of carbon. They would include carbon capture systems at coal-fired electric plants. One of the supporters, North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness, told the Senate Appropriations Committee this would give North Dakota Energy a leg up.
How do we make a ton of North Dakota cleaner? How do we make a Bakken barrel cleaner? How do we make a wind project better? Because we have to find an advantage out there.
But Janessa Thompson of the Dakota Resource Council objected because of the amount of money to be spent on Project Tundra, the carbon capture project at the Milton R. Young Power Station near Center. She told the committee projects for CO2 capture have failed multiple times.
A recent example is Petronova in Texas. It was projected to be able to capture 90% or more of CO2. It was not able to reach that, so it was therefore uneconomic. And so it was mothballed and billions of dollars of investments down the drain with that. And we do not want to see North Dakota public monies being used in a similar manner and lost.
The committee did not take immediate action. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.